Okay, we are going to try to learn today the Haggah of Shar Beis Perek Tezayin, and I want you to notice that we are getting somewhere, that there's only a few prokim left in Shar Beis until we get to Shar Gimel, which is, that's when the fun stuff begins. But it's important that we understand every point, and it's also interesting that the Nefesh HaChaim repeats over and over again some of the same Yisodis, but each time with a different Chiddush. So we need to chap that Chiddush. But what we learned until now, in the last couple of days, is that when we talk about life, when we talk about me or you, we're really talking about three different parts which are coming together, which is the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. Well, we spoke about this as it manifests itself in an ois in the Sefer Torah. We spoke about it as it manifests itself in machshava, dibur, maisa. But let's just talk about for a moment the nefesh, ruach, neshama. And he told us, right before the Haggah, l'chein ho'oved ho'amiti b'kavona ritzuya, that if you're really doing avoida, yechavin lishpoi chuladavik yachad b'tfilosei kol b'chinois, kol agimel b'chinois. The idea is to work in your avoida with all three b'chinois, nefesh, ruach, neshama, asher nafshe klula b'hem. First of all, definition. Nefesh is a catch-all term, which includes nefesh, ruach, neshama. The Ramchal in the Derech Hashem gives us eight parts of the nefesh. And if you look at the Ruach Haim Vital in the Kavanos, it gives us 11 parts of the nefesh. It's all nefesh. Nefesh is a person. But for our purposes, the main breakup, there's no machlokes going on here. It's just different ways of different emphasis. But let's talk about the nefesh, ruach, neshama. And he says that an oved amiti, when you're, let's say, davening, so you're davening not just with your nefesh, not just with your ruach, not just with your neshama, but with all three. And I explained on Thursday that this does not mean, ledati, this does not mean that you know, like in the physical world, we're told to pay attention to, you know, the mindfulness of paying attention to everything that's going on. You know, so it does, like when you lift with your legs. Think about your legs, otherwise you'll hurt your back, you know. Or when you run, you know, so, you know, pay attention to your heart. Maybe you wear a thing over here and a thing over there and a thing over here, you know, and it's mindfulness. I was thinking, Agav, that it would probably be, for me, my memory is, I don't know, it's not as good as it used to be. I used to have a very good memory, not a very poor memory. I was thinking I would like to wear a GoPro all day. You know, you just wear a camera on your head, and then you could just, then everything that you, that happened through the day. They have such a thing, right? So it's Gavala. Right, so, right. It's called what?
My Me.
Right. But the thing is, the startup is to hook it up to your yarmulke in a way that it doesn't. Right, to see if they're shooting blacks or nothing. But what I'm saying is that there's so many different machshavos that go through the mind in the course of a day. So many things that we learn and so many things that happen. And because, at least in my life, too many things, and it's just a blur. But so nefesh, ruach, neshama means that when we're coming to davening, it's not just that we're mindful of the fact that we have a nefesh, we have a ruach and neshama. It's we're talking about hiskashrus, that when I'm davening, when I'm being omed letzvila, I'm starting with my nefesh, I'm moving to my ruach, and I'm going on to my neshama. So the nefesh, let's talk about it as the gashmius of our life, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. The nefesh of our life is that you have to daven in a certain place, you have to stand a certain way, you have to hold your hands a certain way, you have to say the words a certain way, you have to daven Ashkenaz, you have to daven Sfard, you have to have a makam kavua. These are all the nefesh of tefillah, all extremely important. Many people stop right there. Unfortunately, this is the most superficial aspect, and I would even say, forgive me and don't fall asleep now, listen to the end, this is actually the most unimportant part of the whole tefillah. It can't be without it, but the fact is it's just the unimportant thing. It would be like, I want to go play football, so I put on the helmet and I put on, I remember in Australia, there are big surfers in Australia, lived in Australia, so they used to make fun of the Americans that come to catch the surf, that they've got like these $5,000 bathing suits and the $10,000 surfboards and all kinds of electronic equipment to go with them. The only thing is they don't know how to surf. the real Aussies, like, they take a piece of wood and they're out of the water there. You know, they don't. This is all for you, Danny, because I know you're a surfer. And but if it's just the nefesh. So it could be you need all those things. We do need all those things. The Shulchan Aruch tells us this is what you need. But it has to, we're talking about now hiskashrus. Hiskashrus is that we're starting with the nefesh. It's just the starting point. It's not a finishing point. Much of that can happen before you even begin to daven. Much of that, your koveya, your makom, you put your hands in the right place, your feet in the right place. I'm talking about davening. We're referring to Shmoneh Esrei. The chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah says that the whole din of Hikai Likras Alekecha Yisrael is talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is Oibed Lifnei HaMelech. But the idea then is you get it into Ruach. And Ruach has to do a lot with Dibur, meaning I'm saying the words correctly. I have the right Nekudos. I have the right pronunciation. I'm as we learned in the previous Prakim, I'm even imagining the letters, the ois of, in my mind, I'm seeing the oisius, that's the way Mekubalim daven. We talked a lot about that. And then I'm saying it correctly, and it's very important. With tefillah, that's different than nefesh, it's ruach. Very important that I actually articulate the words. I want to say something here that we always associate ruach with dibur, but ruach is more than dibur also. It's not just dibur. For instance, the original ruach, if you will, is what? Breathing, vayipach, va'afos, nishmas chayim. Now, we're not Buddhists, so we don't daven by breathing. If that's what they do, I have no idea. But the breathing, vayipach, va'afos, nishmas chayim, Hashem chose to blow breath into us. And, actually, I'm not a bucky in it, but actually in the Eastern cultures, that breathing is, when you breathe in, you're breathing in life. When you're breathing out, you're letting out life. And this is something that repeats itself over and over and over again. But, so I'm saying Ruach is not just Dibur. Ruach is that whole mechanism within us which is taking something and bringing it deeply into our body, whether it's something good or whether it's pollution. But that's what we're doing when we're breathing, we're inhaling, we're exhaling. Again, I'm not recommending heavy breathing while we're davening necessarily, but I'm just saying that that's all part of the ruach part of us. You can't go too long without breathing. It comes up in halacha, and I've just been dealing with this with somebody in Nebuch in the last few days. There's a difference between even at the persons at their end of their life, if their heart is failing, or if they even had a heart attack during their illness, unconscious, or if their kidneys are failing, or these are things that possibly they don't necessarily define the end of life. They're more like you need them to live, but they don't define the end of life. A person stops breathing, how long are you going to stop breathing for? So the real big halachic issue is always the respirator. That's the big, if I would write a halachic medical book, the cover of the book would have a picture of a respirator on it, because the respirator is breath. And breath is what you can't be without, and breath is can sometimes be done or assisted superficially, externally. It's all about breathing, and that's all ruach. So what we want to do when we daven is we get from the nefesh to the ruach, hiskashrus. And then we get to the neshama. And the neshama is, superficially it means you have kavana, machshava. But on a deeper level, it's more than kavana. On a deeper level, what machshava is, that I'm connecting to the neshama, which is bigger than ourselves. That's what neshama really is. So what's really happening is I'm taking something which is very, very, something I'm very, very familiar with, my nefesh. I'm building it up and I'm connecting it to my ruach, and from my ruach I'm connecting to my neshama. I'm connecting to my neshama, and my neshama is something is a chelak elikai mimal. So what's really happening as I'm davening is I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah? Yes? Understand this? Like, it's not just that I'm having kavana. I'm actually connecting to my so that's what we've connecting to my creator and to the shirish of everything that's with me in life. This we've learned. His kashrus. This is called in the world of Kabbalah, in the world of Nefesh HaChaim, this is called his kashrus. Nefesh to Ruach, Ruach to Nefesh to Ruach, Ruach to Neshama. In the Haggah here explains two things, and I'd like to explain three things, maybe four. I want to be mosif a little bit. That the issue of the Indian of tefillah is very related to the Indian of teshuvah. Vos mentos. It means that when a person does a chet, choose your chet, you don't have to say it out loud. choose your chet. What's your favorite? Your favorite chet, right? You eat this, you say that, you do this, you steal a little bit on the side, whatever you do. When you do a chet, whatever your chet might be, when you do a chet, says the Nefesh HaChaim here, we'll learn it inside, a disconnect takes place. Disconnect. I just want everyone to think about this disconnect, because it's such an important part, not just of understanding this Nefesh HaChaim, but really Avodas Hashem and life. Disconnect, meaning my nefesh is telling me, eat it. But my ruach, that which makes me alive, my neshama is saying, don't eat it. Boom. My neshama is saying, don't eat it. This happens even on a physical basis. You know, if something's bad for you nutritionally, so you could have already a machlokes between your nefesh and your ruach. A disconnect. You know you should eat it, so why are you eating it? It's easy to say that there's, let's put deeper aside for a second, but there's machshava deeper or ma'isa. My machshava says don't eat it, my ma'isa says eat it. What happens? I become pre-diabetic. Right? That's a metzias. It's a metzias of nefesh. So everybody looks at a box of chocolates and knows that they shouldn't eat more than one or two. But many, many people, if nobody else is looking, eat eight or nine. And what is that? That's a disconnect. It's human. But it's a disconnect. It's a disconnect between my nefesh and, let's say, or let make it easier, between my machshava and my ma'isa. We'll work it into ruchnius in a second. So a chet is a disconnect. If you talk about chet on a global level, you know, all the people that are really couldn't care less about, let's say, Torah and mitzvahs, which is probably the majority of Jews, unfortunately. What we need to look at that, and we need to say, you know, disconnected. We could say it's not their fault. They're disconnected. Nobody ever connected them. What's interesting about those people is that somehow you could still, if you work hard at it, you could still access their ruach and their neshama somewhere. Hence the malacha of Hashavas Aveda. Kiruv is called, in deraisa terms, Kiruv Rechayikim is called Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, you lost your neshama. You're so disconnected from your neshama that you don't even know that it's not there. Like, so you've unhooked, or they've unhooked. But we all unhook here and there, the cart from the horse. Like, it's just completely disconnected. Dibur for sure, you know, like, Dibur is really the best example, even though I'm avoiding it because it's a little more complicated. But, you know, I don't know. I used to have a teacher all the time. To tell people that, you know, your speech is totally disconnected from your brain. Talk and talk and talk. Not thinking what you're talking. So where is it coming from? It's not part of the it's not part of the hiskashrus of nefesh ruach neshama, like some kind of a dibbuk. That's just talk. Some people attribute this to different, you know, cultures and genders, but I don't want to go there. I just the it all has to be connected. If there's a disconnect, there's something wrong. So what is says the Nefesh HaChayim in the Haggadah that we're about to learn? What is teshuva? What is teshuva? Teshuva, he says here, and he said before in Shar Aleph Perik Yud Ches, teshuva is the reconnect of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Lo pachot, lo yoter. That's what it is. The reconnect of the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. It means that as the day goes on, as life goes on, as the year goes on, we become somewhat disconnected. We come. Who doesn't come to shul at Kol Nidre? Like, you know, I think to myself, what's the big deal about Kol Nidre that everybody is all emotional about? You know what the big deal of it is? Because that's the first step. Kol Nidre, you're connecting your nefesh to your ruach. Do you understand this? Kol Nidre is all about dibur. It's the first step, and it's like, wow. It's on the one hand, and you can't have any distractions. You can't be eating. You can't be sleeping. Kol Nidre. I'm reconnecting to my dibur. And then as you get to Ne'ila, you're reconnecting to your neshama. At Kedei, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Hu Elokim, which is a b'china of Mesiras Nefesh Mamash, Nefesh being... I'm completely connected to my neshama. I'm not pulling. See, it's important for me that we understand this very well. That you know, we talk about a lot of times we talk about life, but we're really not talking about life. We're talking about the accessories of life. You know, we're talking about the accessories. We're talking about this experience, that experience, my car, my house, my how I feel. Even my psychology, this is, how does that make you feel? It makes me feel this way, it makes me feel that way. It's all very important, even my health. It's all very important. But those are accessories. Your neshama will go for forever, eternally, without your goof. Your goof is gone, you know? I mean, people live till 90, 100, 110, 120. How do you live, you know? It's a different thing, you know? Like dying, you know, the whole idea of dying. That's not anything that ever, or about ever. But I'm just saying as an example. That's not something that bothers me or should bother you. Like, you're just getting. It's we're not used to the idea of ruach and neshama without nefesh, without the goof. It's okay. It's actually a burden. You know, nefesh is a pain in the neck when you think about it. Yetzirah is there, everything, but there's still, you see there's ruach, because you see, it says if you say the divrei Torah of a mace, siv sois of doivavois bakever, there's still an Indian of ruach there, but that's all, but as long as, you know, ibruchi gviyasi Hashem li v'loi ira, that's what we sing in Adon Olam, ibruchi, look at the words, ibruchi, that's my ruach, gviyasi is my gviyah, my body, that Hashem li b'la'ira, because you're all connected. So let me just finish the nukuda here. I want to hear what you have to say, but let me just finish this nukuda. That if a chet is a disconnect, then tshuva is a reconnect. And if you look at the Rambam, it follows this reconnection. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva follows this reconnection system. But it's all about becoming connected. And that's why I mentioned before, it's not just dibur, although tshuva has an aspect of it, which is dibur, which is vidui, but it's an aspect of that's why I said a mashal of breathing. It's an aspect of bringing the neshama all the way down to my goof. That's what tshuva is. So tshuva starts with a hirhur tshuva, machshava. It goes to a dibur of vidui. But then it affects my nefesh. It's going this way. It's a top to bottom situation. tshuva. Tefillah is the same three, but it's going bottom to top. Because tshuva, by what I'm doing tshuva, I'm starting with a hearer tshuva. I'm saying to myself, whoa, that's really not right. I got to get myself in shape. I really need to get myself going here in shape. So that's my neshama talking. Most people just stop there. But if you can bring it to ruach and you can bring it to nefesh, then you're a great man. This is the metzias of tshuva. Tefillah is I start off baboker with my nefesh, and I'm going to the right place, and I'm standing in the right place, and I'm doing the right things, and I'm wearing the right clothes, and I'm putting on my gartel, and I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do in the bechila of nefesh. Comes to ruach, now I'm starting to release it. But the idea of tefillah is the hiskashrus milamato limbalo. Yes? You understand this? So tefillah and tshuva is the same thing, but one's going from up to down, and one's going from down to up. But it's the same thing, because once there's a hiskashrus, it doesn't make any difference if I'm doing tefillah or if I'm doing tshuva. I'm doing the same thing. I'm kulei connected lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tshuva and tefillah is the same thing. And that's why we can say, Ani Sefila. Ani Sefila. All of me, my nefesh, my ruach, neshama. If a person is davening, what does the Navi say? A person is davening, lovely roiv zivchechem, Yeshayahu HaNavi say. I don't need karbanos. Where's karbanos? That's in the world of nefesh. Lovely Rav Zivchechem Amar Hashem. Yispalalim lefonai, v'libam baal imam. The davening, but the libam baal imam, doesn't mean not davening with kavanah. It stopped at the korbanos. This is why there was a korban by Yeshedi. It stopped at the korbanos. And what I said on Shabbos, I believe to be Emes Lamita, for those that you were here, that how do you know that it's not going anywhere when you see wrong midos, when you see a person not acting like a mensch, that, and you're doing it, he's doing all the chumras of the world. So that's bringing karbanos with Levi Baalimai. In other words, it's a disconnect. Yeah, it's a disconnect it's not permeating. It's not going through. So tshuva is when I'm letting that which is coming into my neshama, and I'm letting it ruach. I'm letting the ruach come into my nefesh. I'm doing tshuva. I've changed, and when I'm davening, I'm starting with where I'm standing and how I'm standing and what I'm wearing, and I'm moving it up to Ruach, which is Dibur, and I'm moving it over up to Neshama, and I'm once again connected. So Tefillah and Tshuva is the same thing, but going in different directions. What's Maisa? What's Maisa? So here, listen, this is what I want to add. That on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, we say, Uteshuva, Utefillah, Utsedakah. Avirnas Raya again. So Avirnas Raya Hagezeira, right? Now, we tend to scream that. Beruach. A lot of ruach in the room when you say tshuva, tshuva. It's a high part of the davening, climax. But what is a maisa? It's complicated, yeah? Because let's say the example of the piyut is tzedakah. And tzedakah requires a good heart, a machshava toiva. I really should help the people around me that need help. What happens if you have a good heart and you want to help the people around, but you never actually give any tzedakah? A lot of people like that, I notice. That,
no malchus.
Huh?
You don't have the malchus.
Yeah, or the money. A lot of people are Nisayur and Shul. They make a pledge. They don't pay the pledge. Kol Nidre.
Put their money where their mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is. Very good. So, you know, I'm not talking about Hilchos Nedar. I'm saying that what could be the Yom Kippur activates the Neshama, which activates the Ruach, 500 shekel. But does it come to Lamaisa? Are you putting the money into the hand of the Ani? That's the Lamaisa. So it's very interesting that a Maisa of Tzedakah, and I believe it's true of every Maisa mitzvah, but Tzedakah is the easiest to understand, where if you didn't actualize the mitzvah, Stachlish Kitan, what did you do with the mitzvah? What did you do with this machshava? It's very interesting to me. Is it worthless? So in the world of averas, you know, so even though we say machshava ra loy mitzaref lemaisa, nevertheless, we also say, the Gemara says in Yoma, that hirhure avera kasha me avera. Meaning, if you're going to examine the neshama, the ruach, and the dibur, hirhure avera, that's a pegam, even though it didn't, you didn't do anything in the world of asiyah, but what you did do is you were pogam in the higher place.
Stuck.
Hirhur aver kashim avera. So in other words, if you have to compare all the avodah that I do in the world of neshama, in the world of dibur, in the world of maisa, so hirhur aver kashim avera. At the same time, says the Gemara, machshava raz no stira at all. Once you understand it, at the same time, even though the marshai has to stira, but the it's really not stira at all because machshava ra loy mitzaref lemaisa taka. I didn't do anything. I wasn't pogim anything in the world of maisa, but my machshava, unless the chet is machshava, like avodah zarah gilui arayis. Why what?
The pledge, why is that ben machshava? Even though it doesn't have the maisa aspect, why is that ben machshava?
It's good machshava. Who said it's a bad machshava?
What does machshava taiva do? Machshava, we know what it does. What does machshava
taiva? It has to be good. And that's why, that's the Rabbeinu Yoina, the whole Shari Tshuva is based on the fact that how much can you do on a Yom Kippur, for instance, but you can be makabel a lot. So you're makabel with your machshava, and even with your dibur, called nidre, even with your dibur, even though you can't do a lemaisa, I don't have any money now, it's Yom Kippur. It's muksa.
But now you're stuck with a neder, which isn't...
Stuck with a neder. What is a neder that's not fulfilled? It's machshava, dibur, stuck, short circuit. That's ish ki yafli lindar nether la Hashem elikov. If a person is bafli, that's a person starts a process. That's what that means. He starts a process. My machshava is good. My dibur is good. So what's a machshava type? It's good. And ad kedei kach, the Gemara says machshava type of mitzaref lemaisa. Very interesting. In the case, yeah. Well, maybe, but yes. But in the case where, let's say I had a machshava to do a mitzvah to pay somebody's mortgage, and I get to him and he already has money, he pays his own mortgage. So that sense, machshava toiv mitzaref lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you were besaked all three. Not if you were violated your neder. You got to be careful with the nedar, right? But you have to be careful how you say it. I'm always marvel at the fact that when people become Bali Tshuva, so like the very first thing that they learn is to say Bli Neder. How you feeling, Bli Neder? Well, Bli Neder, make a little bit of commitment. It's like the whole. When I hear Bli Neder, it makes me nervous. I don't know, you know. Said to my Rebbe once, I just became a rabbi and I'm not learning enough. I want to really cover, finish Shas and, you know, do. And I'm busy with the people and the Tzibur and so years ago. And I was like shocked by the answer. He says, well, make a neder that you're not going to go to sleep until you finish X amount. It's a neder, usser, bli neder. So he said, yeah, neder, that's what it's for. Shori Adam Lizruze. That's a Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches. You should make another. And I did. And I learned. And I didn't say bleed under. You want to say bleed under, but... I woke up and finished. I know there's like, it's very strong. It's very strong. There's a place for an under also. There's a place for... not necessarily recommending this, but... what we have here is the chet is when you're disconnected. You're disconnected. You're not your ruach to the Shabbat. That's the disconnect. That's the chet, whatever the chet might be. Teshuvah is when you're reconnecting from the top down. Pila is when I'm doing what I'm meant to do. My natural human being should be connecting my nefesh to my ruach, to my neshama. It should be natural to me, unless you get so stuck in the world of nefesh, in the world of maisa, that you can't connect. So, you know, it's right, I'm saying nice words, yes, but it's so hard to do. I think that if we find ourselves like we're Yirei Shamayim and we're davening and we're doing mitzvahs and we're from and all of that, and then all of a sudden you find yourself feeling very jealous or hurting somebody or even stealing something on some level or cheating somebody or even cheating the government, like I don't judge anybody but myself, but there is a disconnect there. There is a disconnect when somebody is a holy roller and they don't act like a mensch. Mashu chaser po. And what's missing is the circuit is broken. Something, you blew a fuse here. Something is wrong. Okay, it's a start. It's a start. At least you're learning. But it doesn't make any sense in terms of what's a tzaddik? Tzaddik yisoid. Tzaddik means yisoid. Tzaddik yisoid olam. A tzaddik is we all came here to Eretz Yisrael to be tzaddikim, every one of us. Nobody, like, this is our goal. So if we all want to be tzaddikim. So what is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is a person who goes from neshama to ruach to nefesh, and it manifests itself. And a tzaddik is the person who's connected to the earth. That's what yisoid is. Tzaddik yisoid olam, and brings it lemaisa. I want to suggest, now I'm going out of my league and into maybe Yitzhak's league. I feel, again, I don't have any knowledge in this, but I feel that so much of dysfunction, so much mental illness is about disconnected. In other words, if a person is Leolenu, schizophrenic, so what's happening is he's disconnected from reality. In the final analysis, which is about all I know about the subject, but except that I know a lot of people, like, you know. and then big machlekes in treatment. Are you connecting synapses with chemicals, or are you doing it with CBT therapy, or are you, you know, what are you doing? But it's all simple in the sense that the lay view is it's all, I don't mean to oversimplify it because it's very complex, it's extremely painful, but what we're talking about is a disconnect of the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, to the extent that one can one is going to struggle in life with some type of mental illness, whether it be something as terrible as schizophrenia or mild depression. There's something. I'll give you an example of what I mean, because, and I'm with the disclaimer that I'm not a trained therapist in anybody. I don't know, but. How often is it that a person, a normal person, is, I'm just talking somebody who lives, has to be in a psychiatric ward, a normal person, depressed. What is depressed? That your reality is not functioning the way you want your reality to function. So what's our life? You know, what's our life? Our life is our wives, our husbands, my car broke down, my house, my feelings, my success, how much money I make, my job. That's my life. That's my life, and it's not going the way. So I actually bayot nafshi. I have some nafshi bayot because my life is not going correctly. What if we had a perspective which said that's not my life? Why is that my life? My life is my nefesh as it attaches to my ruach, as it attaches to my neshama. So, you know, I get flat tires, you get flat tires. It doesn't get you into a state of depression. It might make you swear, but it doesn't get you into a state of depression because, okay, ad kadei kach, we're not such superficial people. What is really part of, what is my life, existentially speaking? What is my life? My nefesh as it connects to my ruach. And we have to understand that all these things around the nefesh are all accessories. They're all accessories. It's not the guts of the thing. So then you. But instead, if you would move towards ruach and you start to see a different thing, let's again get all the way up to neshama. So then it's a completely different perspective, because if you're in the neshama perspective, then you're like Rabbi Akiva. Even if you have to be put to death, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. Kol yamai, needs to hurt you. Pasuk zu masai nase. When is this going to come to my hand that I can do? Is it Rabbi Akiva? What pasuk was he darshening? Bechol nafshecha, my nefesh. This is an opportunity. It wasn't a tragedy for Rabbi Akiva. The truth is, he was 120 years old. It was a misa b'shuda. But the point is, he died with a cause, meaning that this for Rabbi Akiva was a complete connection between his nefesh and his ruach and his neshama. He said Shema Yisrael. That was Dibur, Mayrich Be'echad, his nefesh, he gave up his nefesh, Mesiris nefesh, meaning he cut out all the accessories. He said, Shema Yisrael Ba'ya Mayrich Be'echad, he was makbid to die with the Ruach Be'viv, Ruach Hashem Be'viv, Mayrich Be'echad, and connected to his neshama. That's what happened there. And this was, to me, Rabbi Akiva, who honestly I have a hard time understanding sometimes, I don't mean his tigra, that's for sure, but I mean even why did he support Bar Kokhba? Why did he make rebellions against the Romans? I don't understand Rabbi Akiva, but it's just not my style. But at the same time, he's the hero of heroes in the sense that in his avoda, coming from almost nothing as a child, It was a constant avoda of nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and it was the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, until he was so connected that it didn't really make a difference. All he wanted was to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted a little bit more asiyah, but it didn't really make a difference. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. So whether we're talking about tachlis, time to finish, but whether we're talking about teshuva, whether we're talking about tefillah, whether we're talking about tzedakah, or whether we're talking about a person with the integrity that my nefesh, my ruach, and neshama are all kind of working together. That's integrity. I'm not just saying things. Integrity is that what I am, is what I'm saying, is what I'm doing. That's the integrity that we're yearning for, we're working for. Without that integrity, you can have all the chumras or all the spirituality, but it's not connected. So the connection is what I say is what I do is what I am. That's integrity. And that's nefesh, ruach, neshama. And it's with that integrity, you can come and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or you can do tshuva. Or you can give tzedakah. But it's real. It's a very, very real thing, and the real is what we're learning about here. And then Thursday, Kimin Hagenu, Hagdama, and then text. We'll see it in the Haggah, in Perek Tezayin.